Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at unraveling the mechanisms of manual therapy, and finally, a story about reducing sedentary behavior to decrease chronic low back pain. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 623, recorded February 16th, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Manual therapy interventions are popular among individual healthcare providers and their patients. However, systematic reviews do not strongly support their effectiveness, according to this study. Small treatment effect sizes of manual therapy interventions may result from a one-size-fits-all approach to treatment. Mechanistic-based treatment approaches to manual therapy offer an intriguing alternative for identifying patients likely to respond to manual therapy. However, the current lack of knowledge of the mechanisms through which manual therapy interventions inhibit pain limits such an approach. The nature of manual therapy interventions further confounds such an approach, as the related mechanisms are likely a complex interactions of factors related to the patient, the provider, and the environment in which the intervention occurs. Therefore, a model to guide both study design and the interpretation of findings is necessary. In this clinical commentary, the authors of the study, which was published in the Journal of Orthopedic and Sports Physical Therapy, provide a narrative appraisal of the model and recommendations to advance the study of manual therapy mechanisms. As always, discuss specific spinal manipulative therapy with your doctor of chiropractic for current literature results. Surf to our show notes for links. The Stand Back study, recently published in the journal Occupational and Environmental Medicine, evaluated the feasibility and effects of multi-component intervention targeting reduced prolonged sitting and pain self-management in desk workers with chronic low back pain. This randomized controlled trial recruited 27 individuals with chronic low back pain, Oswestry Disability Index scores greater than 10%, and desk jobs indicating sitting greater than 20 hours per week. The study concluded that an intervention coupling behavioral counseling targeting reduced sedentary behavior and pain self-management is a translatable treatment strategy that shows promise for treating chronic low back pain in desk-bound employees. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Leaders never use the word failure. They look upon setbacks as learning experiences. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.